our 9:30 knucklehead for the month of April, as we had some voting earlier this morning, turned out to be a guy that is suing his parents because his parents threw away a huge porn collection. John, you said it was upwards. He's suing them for like $80,000, but the porn collection he claims was what, worth?
$28,000.
$28,000. And that's inspired John to call because for some reason or another, you have an incredible collection of porn?
I want to clear myself and say I do not have a huge collection of porn. I was working as like property maintenance and you know, just general assistant at a mini storage facility. And when auctions happen, you know, you just go off to auction. Anything that has like a legal document, someone's name on it, or a photograph has to get saved for 6 months. They have to have the opportunity to get it back. It's a personal item. So we had an auction, and I was told there's a whole bunch of personal items in one of these units that I have to go and I have to collect and put them with all the others. So I go there to the unit, and it is boxes and boxes and boxes of pornographic photos. Like, wow. This guy was a photographer, apparently, and I have never seen so much pornographic material in one eyeful.
Is this professional stuff, or is this stuff he was just taking with women who'd show up at his house?
Well, I didn't get too much into it, but it seemed like it was a little bit of both, to be honest. Yeah. You could kind of see where his career started off professional and kind of went downhill.
As you went through the decades, yes.
Yeah, every box kind of look in the top, what's in this one? Oh, okay.
And then so you had to transport it and keep it for 6 months or something?
Yeah, at least Washington state law says that you have to keep it for 6 months, and after that you have to destroy it. It was actually kind of funny, too, because the story gets even weirder. I picked up that however many, you know, pounds of porn, probably half a ton of porn, because it was making my truck squat. And I had, after that, my next stop was a unit that had two or three people's, like, urns, ashes in them. So I load up the porn, load up people's ashes, and really start to realize that my life has taken a strange turn.
Hey, thanks.
You're
John.
Apologizing to the urns. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
You want to ride up front with me?
I figured it was the least I could do to respect the dead.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Thank you.
A half ton of porn. That's a heavy load there, John. Here's a song for you, Brad and John, KISM.